Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting second. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Wise. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Rick Wise. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clarence Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. Rojas moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins bunts towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Wine catches it and steps on second to double up Kessinger. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 1 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jenkins, and towards Beckert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rojas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 0 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. Hundley moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Savage now playing right field. Billy Williams now playing left field. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Rick Wise. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor pinch runs for Cookie Rojas. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Taylor steals second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing shortstop. Dick Hall now pitching. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.